You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Mozica, I died yesterday when he did that. I am Greg Sussman. Last 2 days, waking up, I felt good, Corey Parson. I have felt damn good.
Yeah, it's good to see that. Glad that you're feeling well, Mr. Sussman, so we got plenty of work to do as we push towards week number 15, the semifinal. But yes, this morning was a joyous morning to wake up. Everything is right in the world.
Everything's right in the world, and I think everybody at this table could agree with that.
Oh, without a doubt. It is a glorious day. It's nice and cold, feeling Christmassy. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Thank you. Huh? How about that? I got a little light lit up right here now.
Look at that.
How about that?
So, yeah, no, this is week 15. You know, you want to get to that championship game. It's all on the line now.
Absolutely. And the good news is you will have Aaron Rodgers back for that. He announced himself on Instagram and Twitter last night. He's back, and he got medically cleared. So it made you a little nervous in the middle of the day yesterday. Ian Rappaport kind of gave you the whole breakdown of why it may not happen. But apparently it was enough, as Aaron Rodgers will return this Sunday for the Green Bay Packers against Carolina. So that, of course, is very good news. So my waiver wire ran last night. I told you the guy I was facing, his quarterback was Carson Wentz, and he had no backup. So my bench, currently in our league, has Aaron Rodgers as my starting quarterback. I have on my bench, a six-man bench or whatnot, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles, Jimmy Garoppolo.
You got them all.
I got them all. He's starting Nick Foles this week.
All right.
Good job by you.
This is what I said. I said, listen, if I lose Nick Foles, this is what I said to you guys yesterday. If he picks up Nick Foles, I lose to Nick Foles.
It was meant to be.
What am I going to do?
It was meant to be.
Like, go start Nick Foles, man. Like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, no, Nick Foles, I don't see him taking them to a Super Bowl. I do see him beating the Giants, though.
Fine.
I mean,
sure.
Which isn't really that much of a, and if you want to get an early look at the link, Nick Foles is quarterback number 14.
Fair enough. Like I said, I want to know if he even bid on these other ones that I did. Oh, he did. We all have everyone bid on Jimmy G. I love it.
Oh, Jimmy G's like, you know, he's the next coming.
He is. Yes, he did. He bid on Jimmy G. He bid on Blake Bortles. And now they're mine, baby. Oh, man. It's going to be a fun week around the NFL. Especially, like I said, with Aaron Rodgers back, everybody trying to block everybody. I don't know who my tight end's going to be this week. I picked up O.J. Howard last night.
I'm rolling Howard out there.
You're rolling Howard out there.
I'm going with the narrative that it's his coming out party on Monday night at home against the Falcons. So we'll see. And I'm excited for Week 15. The Thursday night game is total garbage, but Saturday night we get Chargers, who are favored by a point at Arrowhead.
That's crazy that they're favored by a point. I feel like that kind of screams like bet on Kansas City, which could mean the Chargers are going to win this one. We'll find out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Roto Experts. Fantasy Sports Radio Network is a fun Wednesday morning. We continue on right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Corey, you've been a little quiet this morning here.
Oh, I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Getting some stuff done, getting ready for
yeah.
The day that we got on deck, getting ready for week 15. So It's taking a little while to get warmed up, but I'll be there shortly.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
I'm here with you, though.
No, you're here. You're absolutely here. Matt and I having a spirited discussion where we're on the same side for once. It's very strange.
Oh, I'm a reasonable man. Very reasonable.
Tell that to Michael Salfino.
That's not reasonable. I do like Michael. Very smart guy. But he leans a little to one side.
Yeah.
All right. So besides Aaron Rodgers coming back, I thought you'd be into this one. Devin Hester retiring yesterday. I felt like you'd have a strong sentiment about that today.
Yeah, Devin Hester, you know, Devin Hester is one of the best at what he did as far as the kick return game.
The best.
Dante Hall was real good, too.
Yeah, Devin Hester has more touchdowns than Dante Hall.
Yeah, well, Devin Hester played longer, too. Dante Hall was unstoppable.
Unstoppable. He was awesome.
But like you said, the longevity, thank you very much. Of Mr. Hester, Devin Hester, was impressive. Did that for a long time. Obviously, the big one in the Super Bowl, which you knew that was coming.
For sure.
Because that was like the only way the Bears could score.
Yeah.
And he took the opening kickoff back, and that was amazing. Like the only way they scored. Everybody in the building was waiting for it. It's kind of like when Steph is in the 3-point contest, you want him to win. You came to see him.
Right.
That's how it was when Devin Hester was returning kicks. You came to see him.
It was incredible.
Yeah, the one word I would use is electrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was. It was fun to watch. So, you know, he had a great career. He really can't, you know, look, he lasted a long time.
It lasted a long time in a very tough position to, listen, stay healthy in, to be able to continue to have that amount of success.
Honestly, is there, like, anything more terrifying than being a punt returner?
There's nothing more terrifying. In all honesty, the fact that Devin Hester is able to survive that long at that position was fantastic. I wonder if, like, the Bears will retire his number. That'd be nice.
No? Yeah, maybe.
No. All right. Crazy thing is, he came out of college as a cornerback. Really, just became a kick returner. They converted him to wide receiver. And, you know, he didn't really have much success as a wide receiver. Well, we will always remember Devin Hester as a punt returner, as a kick returner. But really nice career by Devin. Devin Hester also played for Atlanta in his later years.
And the thing about it, when he was in Atlanta, he had fantasy value.
He did.
He had fantasy value in Atlanta. That was crazy.
Well, it was like he was Taylor Gabriel a little bit before Taylor Gabriel, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that was kind of the fantasy value in regards to Devin Hester, which is nice. It was a nice career for Hester, so I did want to start off on the nice note here on the program today. Now, let's talk about some current players. And I say current because I don't mean active, because Jordan Reed hits the IR, plays his career low in games. He's basically, for our purposes, been on the IR for like 8 weeks now. And this dude, I think he's 27 years old, and toe, shoulder, hammy, back, hand, you name it, it is brittle with Jordan Reed. You have been saying for a while, Corey, this dude needs to retire.
He needs to retire.
Just get out and get your body right for the rest of your life.
You know, not only you mentioned the fact the numerous injuries, you know, with the back and the hamstring and this and that, the fact that he's had so many concussions, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He's had concussions, put him on the IR before.
Sure.
No, twice before.
It's so, word I'd be saying to him.
If I'm Jordan Reed at 27 years old, I would go ahead and wrap it up and call it a career. Not really an asset for fantasy anymore. I think even Washington would even probably be looking to move on, because he cannot be depended upon to be a piece of the offense, because the guy's just too banged up.
Yeah, I agree.
What's his contract situation?
He is not leaving. I don't believe. Hold on, I'll look it up right now. I don't think he's. I think he's tied up long term in Washington. I think
he would have to give money back if he retires.
Yeah, let me see.
He's not going to do that.
So, that's always tough to do.
So there is actually a potential out now, right here. There would be $5.4 million in dead cap space, but I believe there is potentially an out after this year. So maybe. Maybe that's it for Washington. Yeah. We'll look more into this. But.
Well, there probably is some room in the booth, especially like the NFL Network. So
they're going to need talent. I wonder how Ike Taylor did that.
That was craziness.
What do you mean? What do you mean you wonder? How
does he tape that and do that in the shower? You feel what I'm saying?
Are you interested in learning?
No. I don't want my phone to get wet. You know what I'm saying? And then that's scary.
Yeah. So there you go.
I don't do stuff like that.
That's great.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't do that.
I'm glad you know.
I might talk a little trash, but I don't do stuff like that.
Marshall Faulk talked a little trash.
But then he did the other thing, too. See?
Oh, I didn't hear the other thing.
Yeah, he took it to the next level.
And he, I just heard he was talking. I was like, that was it? He just talked?
No, he took Donovan it to the next McNabb level, too.
Donovan McNabb is no. So Jordan Reed hits the IR. Can you guys see yourself going back at all next year if he's back?
No, I can't. I'm not.
The only way I would do it would be like, you know, one of the last couple of rounds, something like that.
He's got to be
14th round pick.
Exactly.
Throw it out
like how Jimmy Graham was when he came back from the joint and nobody was drafting him. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I would view Jordan Reed. Like, if he's hanging out there in the 13th round, I'll take a fly on him. But I'm never going into a season with Jordan Reed as my tight end one. Never.
Okay. All right. I think ultimately, when it comes to Jordan Reed, I don't even know if I'm going back to him at all next year. Like, I don't really want to. I'd rather take the Flyers somewhere else on a dude like an O.J. Howard, who I think is going to be really popular next year. And God willing, Matt, popular Monday Night Football.
Yes, Monday Night Football. But the thing is, who the hell is going to be the quarterback in Washington next year? If it's not Cousins.
Everything changes.
That's really, I know who Corey wants to go here.
Colt McCoy is going to be the quarterback, and I'm putting him on every fantasy team. I don't know why y'all think Colt McCoy can't play. Colt McCoy can play. He needs an opportunity.
I love that we're doing this again.
Yeah, I love that he just loves Colt McCoy.
Awesome. Colt McCoy can play. I'm telling y'all right now. Somebody give Colt. If I had an NFL franchise, I would bring Colt McCoy in, and he would have an opportunity to compete for a starting job.
Hey, shout out to Colt McCoy for just, you know,
still being in the NFL.
Yeah, being in the NFL, getting a check.
Longer than RG3.
45-35.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Sam Bradford.
It's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's come full circle.
It has, in fact, come full circle.
Yeah, I don't think Sam Bradford ever plays another game. I just think that needs
Yeah, he's
shot.
Done. I agree.
Who would think? Would you ever think that Colt McCoy would outlast Sam Bradford? That's crazy, right?
Because
who won the Heisman? Bradford won the Heisman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jordan Reed hits the IR. And another player that is still injured for now is Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman didn't practice yesterday. Again, they don't play on Monday night. So they don't have to release practice report literally till Thursday. So, you know, there's a race against the clock for Tevin Coleman. We'll see. But I want to make very clear, we know what we're getting in Washington now. Devontae Freeman runs the ball.
Atlanta,
yeah. Right. Devontae Freeman runs the ball every play. Uh-huh. Every time they run the ball, Tevin Coleman catches the passes if they ever need it.
Yep.
In the fourth quarter, they'll give Devontae Freeman a break. But that's it. That's the job.
That's the workload right now. I'm all for Tevin Coleman this week. I've decided, even with this injury, not to mention the fact that you have this Monday night game, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start Rod Smith. I'm not even fooling around with it.
So I'm glad you brought up Rod Smith. You're starting him this week.
I'm starting Rod Smith in week 15.
Over who?
Over Tevin Coleman.
Okay. I would do the same.
I agree with that. But in regards to Rod Smith,
who else do I have? My team's always built wide receiver heavy. You know, so the other, and this was an auction, so I was going, you know, the prices of the running backs were too crazy. My other running back who did well for me for a very long time was James White. I would be scared to go back to James White, even though he did play more this week. I prefer Rod Smith over Tevin Coleman because I know Rod Smith will get some touches. And, you know, is he going to break the big one and give you the 33 he gave you last week? Likely not. But I think Rod Smith can give you 12 to 15 in the PPR.
What do you think of Rod Smith this week? Because my opponent picked him up, and I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Like in Corey's case, I would start him over. You know, we're assuming he gets cleared and all that.
Yeah.
I would start him over Coleman. We had spoken on Old School about a month ago how, you know, he was getting less and less percentage of the snaps, Coleman. Then Freeman got hurt, and, you know, he had that role. But now Freeman back, it's pretty clear it's Freeman's backfield right now. And the fact that he did get the concussion, that puts him even further down on my list. And I'll take the shot on Rod Smith in that scenario. You know, he's what, a mid to low end three with upside? So in the PPR format, if he's going to catch passes like that, he's going up against the Raiders defense, which you can't
Swiss exploit. Cheese, yeah. You know?
So I think that matchup makes him someone of a person of interest.
Interesting. Yeah, he's got he's going to start. He's probably going to start Rod Smith against me. God willing, he starts Will Fuller instead. That'd be better.
Oh, Will Fuller? I forget what it was. He's got like,
I know exactly what you're going to say.
The touchdowns with Deshaun Watson in like four games. He's got eight of them or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's got two in 17 other games.
It's crazy, really crazy stat. Like seven touchdowns in games Deshaun Watson started, and he played with Deshaun Watson in two touchdowns the rest of his career.
But you kind of knew that, though.
Yeah.
You knew that action was over when Watson got hurt.
Sure. And Fuller got hurt again. Fuller's going to be a fun name to watch next year when
he
goes to drafts.
Yes,
I think.
Yes, he will.
Well, I'll be on Fuller next year. Mm-hmm. Watson's healthy.
We're all going to be on Fuller next year. Like, and DeAndre Hopkins. It's the Texans are going to be this popular team next year with J.J. Watt back and Deshaun Watson back and Whitney Merciless back.
Hopefully they don't Tampa Bay and Tennessee us.
Hopefully they don't Tampa Bay and Tennessee us. It's okay. They got the quarterback. They got the quarterback guru. Bill O'Brien once again begging. He's begging for his job. Begging for it. We'll take a break. When we come back, another of Matt's favorites. Did you start him this week? Chris Hogan, live on YouTube, next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
This is the Roto Experts program. This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. This is Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman, feeling good today. But if you were a Chris Hogan owner, you were not feeling good on Monday night. You got the return that you so desperately needed, and you got nothing. Matt Modica, you're one of these Chris Hogan owners. You started him over Theo Riddick, and you're killing yourself on Monday. And then Monday night, you're like, listen, let's see if Chris Hogan can give me something I have a good shot at. And he gave you legitimately almost as much as I did on Monday night. Now, the playoffs are on the line. It's semifinals here. You made it through the week. You made it through that first week. It's week 15. Brady, Hogan, at Pittsburgh this week in a game that is for the number one seed in the AFC. It's a monstrous game. Rob Gronkowski, he returns. He's back from suspension. Chris Hogan's back for another week. He played almost every snap last week. Here's all the numbers. Here's all the data. What do you do with it?
It's going to be very interesting. Right now, I have to make that same decision this week. Theo Riddick on Saturday, home versus the Bears. Theo Riddick in the last 2 weeks has three rushing touchdowns. Amir Abdullah had three rushing touchdowns all season. I believe he's got like 11 receptions the last 2 weeks. So I think Theo Riddick can give you that, say, 12 to 13 points there in the PPR. Or am I trying to get the upside of a Hogan? I'm not saying Riddick's getting 27 points again. That you're asking for too much there. But, I mean, I think 12, 13 is a fair number. Hit that double-digit mark. Now, we've seen Hogan in the past, 575 and a touchdown was pretty much
his numbers
line week in, week out. So, look, I'm going to have a – if you're playing a three-wide receiver in a flex league, I don't see how Hogan isn't in your lineup. I do that, so there can be a possibility, which I have this Riddick dilemma that I'm dealing with. Right now, I'm leaning Riddick.
I don't think he is.
I'm not saying just against Theo Riddick. I want to just say Chris Hogan in general here.
I don't think if you're playing him this week, I think he's a flex option. I don't think he's a rock solid putting your lineup as a wide receiver one, wide receiver two, wide receiver three, a flex. I can see it happening in that case, depending on what your options are. Listen, the kid was performing as a WR1 when he was out there for the first time, but you got to understand it's been more of a rapport game with Brandon Cooks now while Chris Hogan was out. Obviously, Rob Gronkowski back this week, what they do with the running backs in the passing game. So we expect shootout conditions in this game coming up with the Steelers and the Pats, but what I will say is that I think it's other situations you like better. I mean, look at us as an industry. Do we really put people right back out there as soon as they come back off injuries?
Well, we're doing it with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is different because he has the football in his hand on every play.
Okay.
This is the comp you're going to use for Week 15. Robert Woods is coming back.
Exactly.
Are you just throwing him right back?
I think that's a great question.
And he's another player that was performing as a WR1 at the height of what he was doing this season. So I think you got to take all that into consideration when you look at these players. But when it comes to Woods and Hogan, they're more flex options for me this week. Maybe Woods will probably be in the wide receiver, low end wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 category, but it's very difficult to trust these guys right when they come back off an injury.
You want to what's interesting too, when you got, like, say you have Hogan, you got Woods, how are you looking at these two guys? You know, guys that, as Corey said, at their height were basically, you know, wide receiver 1s, put up really nice weeks, and now you have Jordy getting it, Aaron Rodgers back. So you're going to have tough decisions this week. Like I said, with Hogan, to me, it all depends on what your options are. I find it difficult if you're going to start 4 wide receivers, 3 in flex. He's probably going to be out there. I think the Patriots get back on track as far as putting up points. Tom Brady throwing touchdowns. You know, I don't see this continuing on. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. The Patriots have owned the Steelers. You know, in the Tom Brady era, I think they're 10-2 versus him.
They've owned the Steelers indeed.
This is Steelers' best shot right here.
I agree.
This is their best shot right here.
I would have really liked
the Steelers. I would have been more confident.
Yeah, and Bill Belichick is definitely going to take advantage of that fact right there. So you know he's going to scheme it and get it right. But like I do agree that this is their best opportunity to take them down. And they got a big time matchup coming up. More or less AFC seeding on the line. But the thing about this game is still crazy is, even if Pittsburgh was to win, Vegas would likely still have the Patriots to be the favorite in the AFC.
I don't know about that. If the Steelers win this game, I don't know if that's true.
Okay, who's the favorite in the AFC now?
I think it's got to be the Patriots.
Coming off their worst game of the year.
Is it still the Patriots? Okay. So you think even if they lose this game, they're still a favorite?
Yeah, I think they're still the favorite.
Because of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm, because they're the Patriots.
Yeah, it's understandable.
And they have this thing over Pittsburgh. They know how to beat Pittsburgh.
They have a thing over every team.
Yeah, this is true, except the Giants.
Once people start writing Tom Brady off, it usually doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually very funny. I saw the articles coming out of Monday night's game. Brady looks like he's 40. Those throws aren't what they used to be. And I'm like, oh,
and then he's
going to
come back this week
for 6 touchdowns.
Or the other thing was they should have kept Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, they traded away their franchise quarterback.
Oh, my God, that's insane.
Well, see, the thing here is with this game that's so damn interesting is the Jacksonville Jaguars have the Texans this week. I believe the 49ers next week.
Correct.
So things are lining up pretty good for Jacksonville to maybe at least
sneak in for a bye.
Get a bye.
If the Patriots lose again and the Jaguars win, they're right there neck and neck. I mean, it really has to go right for the Jags, and it really has to go wrong for everybody else, but we'll see if they can sneak in there. Back to Chris Hogan for a moment. I'm going to give you the dilemma that's in my league with Chris Hogan. The owner that owns Chris Hogan, would you rather start, here are his options, Chris Hogan or Stephon Diggs?
I would start Steph Diggs.
I'm going to go with Diggs here, and here's why. The Cincinnati Bengals defense, in my opinion, is done. That's why I liked the Bears last week. I liked Jordan Howard. I'm not the biggest Jordan Howard guy. But I think he is a good running back, just in a bad situation. And when you don't have Vontaze, when you don't have Jones, those are like two of their top defensive players. And this team lost a heartbreaker on Monday night. Season's over. I just don't see it. I see the Vikings getting back on track. Vikings having too many weapons. So I think one team's heading home. One team's looking to get things right back on track.
Would you rather start Chris Hogan or Mohamed Sanu?
That's a tough one right there. And you wouldn't think that it would be tough. Mohamed Sanu is just so involved. Matt Ryan looks to him a lot. They got that Tampa Bay secondary that's one of the ones that can be had. Even though they've played better in recent weeks, they can be had. I think I would go Mohamed Sanu.
I'm going to lean Hogan here. And Corey's right. He is so involved in this offense. I think the Patriots want to get Hogan going again.
I agree. So the offense is better with Hogan.
They're going to make this this concentrated effort to do that. I'm not saying Mohamed Sanu is going to, but Mohamed Sanu's had plenty of weeks where he gets the three receptions for 30 yards. If you don't get that touchdown, you know. So I'm going to go with Hogan here. I think what's interesting is I'm checking the link currently. Chris Hogan is number 25 in a PPR. Mike Evans is number 26.
Where's Mohamed Sanu? Checking the link, RotoExperts.com. Jake Seeley has that link up right now.
I guess, does he have him higher? No, he doesn't have him.
He's lower. So he chooses Chris Hogan. Okay. Ultimately, Corey, Chris Hogan or Bob Woods?
I was like, who the hell is Bob Woods? both players coming back off injury. I think I would look at Woods. This streak that Watkins has going likely ends this week with Woods back. I think Woods gets in the end zone.
Okay.
I think the question, what is it going to do to Cooper Kupp? Is Woods going right back into that role?
I don't know.
Is he healthy enough to do that? I honestly don't know. It was encouraging last week that he seemed ahead of schedule because they always had week 15. And he didn't play last week, but there was talk about possibly playing. Robert Woods or who? Hogan? Is that the question?
Yes, sir.
Who? You know what? I'm going to go with Hogan. He's got the game underneath. I made the point where I do think they really try to get him involved this week.
All right, so there you go. Chris Hogan in there. And oddly enough, the last one that this team in my league has in regards to Chris Hogan was Chris Hogan or Theo Riddick. So there you go.
That's really an interesting thing. I'm going to struggle off of this mightily. Right now, I would be leaderboard for $100,000 if I played Riddick.
Isn't that amazing? It's killing you.
Bashing my head every
it's day. Killing you. Now, Theo Riddick, though, remember, Amir Abdullah returned to a full practice yesterday. He's got this neck injury, also was benched, whatever.
They had the opportunity to play this guy. They said it was basically based on performance.
Yeah.
Theo Riddick's looked good these last 2 weeks. I mean, that would basically, if Abdullah is active and there's a possibility of him getting involved, then I'm definitely going Hogan.
Right.
That'll just totally
make it very easy for you. There.
But if they continue to keep Abdullah inactive, Theo Riddick is, I just see that 12 points as something that's pretty safe. I'm not saying nothing's guaranteed, but I think there's a, 10 to 12 point safe, almost guaranteed floor with upside. If he keeps getting rushing touchdowns, then you're looking at 20 plus.
Sky's the limit, you're saying.
It's exciting. And it's the Bears, too, right now.
What would you do, Corey, in that situation with Theo Riddick and Chris Hogan?
I'd play Theo Riddick.
You'd play Theo Riddick, even if Amir Abdullah is active?
Even if Amir Abdullah. Amir
what?
Abdullah's a donut.
No, I mean, he's a dope, for sure.
Yeah, he's a donut. I don't want no parts of Amir Abdullah. Okay. Never have, never will.
Right.
So Theo Riddick is the guy that goes in my lineup. I think Theo Riddick's a better football player. Okay. I think they use him better. And I just think that's a situation that I can kind of guarantee, and I'm not dealing with a player coming back off an injury.
Okay, so there you go. That's kind of where we value Chris Hogan. As Matt says, Jake Seeley, you'll hear from him on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Jake has him as his number 24 wide receiver, you said, Matt?
Yes, 25, I believe.
He's number 25, just outside the wide receiver 2 range. Pretty high. I mean, he's number 25. The odds are you're going to wind up starting him this week in a flex spot as your wide receiver 3. So he's in there somewhere. We take a break. When we come back here on the Roto Experts program, we will welcome in the king, Scott Engel, to chat about if the season is over for some of these injured players. It's Roto Experts. We continue on right after this.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
You know, if you're listening now, the King Scott Angles rocking their guitar in his home. And I'm proud to be able to bring him on the Roto Experts right now. What's going on, Scotty?
Rock and roll. Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to this week. Good news that Aaron Rodgers is going to be back. I'm going to start him in two leagues where I was stashing him. I have still alive in 6 of 9 leagues in the playoffs. Won all of my games this week and had 2 byes and advanced to the Scott Fishbowl League Super Bowl this week and also to the division finals. So it's been a good year so far, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we realized you were pretty hot early, and it continues, which is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I know you guys were saying Scott Fishbowl was just a draft, but I was talking to him about Corey the other day, and there's really no way you can compete if you're not making moves, because like a significant portion of my team, I would say at least 3 to 4 key players were off the waiver wire. So you got to work the wire, and no matter what league you're in,
there you go. And you got to work the wire, and that goes legitimately all the way till right now in week 15. We got to work the wire because there's a lot of injuries that have happened, and I wanted to talk to some of those injuries with you this morning. Now, InsideInjuries.com gave us a little injury rundown at RotoExperts.com, Scotty, and it was out there yesterday. And with some of these injuries, I've noticed they affect me, and I always like to talk about my teams. You know this, so I wanted to start in regards to Greg Olsen. He returned in week 14 and played almost every snap, right? He played like 90% of the snaps for Carolina, had just one target, and did not catch a pass. 92% of the offensive snaps is the exact number. He's expected to finish the season, but inside injury says that his foot is going to continue to be a concern, as it simply does not take much to re-aggravate a Jones fracture, which is what Olsen had. Remember, it's what Kevin Durant had a couple of years ago. He's going to make it through the year. But should he make it through the year in our starting lineups?
I don't think so. You saw a zero last week. He came out of the game. He can't have a lot of confidence. And, you know, this report on rotoexperts.com from Inside Injuries is very updated. And I probably wouldn't be doing it. There's probably a lot of guys that I'm going to roll them out of here. Last week I had him ranked 16th. I can't imagine when I do my lineup ranks today on rotoexperts.com that he's going to crack the top 12 at tight end.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at Jake's, who has his rankings up over at rotoexperts.com. He's got Greg Olsen listed as number 15 in his tight end rankings this week. So there you go there.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have it within that range myself.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Oh, man. Wow, Jake, a tight end that I wanted to start this week, Jake has number 29. This is a disaster.
Who's that?
O.J. Howard. I kind of like O.J. Howard this week.
I guess he's not feeling Howard, but yeah.
You feeling Howard's good?
You know, he out-snapped Brate two weeks ago,
yeah,
and then he completely outplayed him last week, and Brate wasn't a thing. I thought a lot of us thought, including myself, it was just a Ryan Fitzpatrick connection thing, but they drafted this kid for a reason. Corey was very high on him, and you know, now he's coming on late in the season when you need him most, so I'm okay with using him depending on what your other options are.
What if I said your other option was Greg Olsen?
That'd probably go with O.J. Howard.
You would.
All right. Yeah. When you doubt, I always say always play the healthy guy.
Well, I get it. That's fair. All right. Back to speaking of injuries and continuing on, we've all dealt with ineffectiveness, and we've dealt now with injuries with Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper, clear the concussion protocol, has an ankle injury. Started for the Raiders and then basically immediately he left with the same ankle injury. Obviously, he came back way too early as he was trying to fight in a monster game for Oakland against Kansas City, trying to fight for first place. He hurts himself. Now, if you're a Amari Cooper owner, you got to wait until Sunday Night Football against Dallas to make that call. Are you starting Amari Cooper this week, Scott?
If you read that Inside Injuries report, maybe you won't have to wait till Sunday to make your decision, because they're saying he came back a week too early and they would not be surprised if you didn't see him again this season. So I'm not figuring Amari Cooper into lineup decision this week at all.
Yeah, I don't think you should either. It's not. I read the Inside Injuries report. I suggest you do it as well over at rotoexperts.com. It's not worth it. I mean, he hasn't been good enough. The injury's been too severe. It is not worth getting involved on Sunday night to deal with this Amari Cooper thing. Now, I want to talk a bit about concussions here with you, Scotty. Well, Corey and I were talking a little bit earlier on about Tevin Coleman, but the other concussion to the running back from last Thursday night was Alvin Kamara, who we spoke about quite a bit last Friday together. And Kamara left Thursday's game with a concussion, and he's basically been saying, I'm fine, I'm going to be good to go this weekend. We heard that Tevin Coleman did not practice on Tuesday. The Saints did not practice at all, so there was no word whatsoever on Kamara, but he expects to play. Do you expect Alvin Kamara to suit up on Sunday?
I don't think I can say for sure. It's one thing if the player says it, but we haven't heard anything official in the from the team. I can't say that I expect him to play yet, but it's certainly, it looks more positive than negative. You know, I want to wait and see what actually will happen. You know, the player can say one thing and the team may think another. Every concussion is different. I'm not exactly sure what grade the concussion is, and everybody peels differently, but I feel good about him returning, but I certainly, in my dynasty league, you know what, I have Mike Davis ready to go in case Kamara doesn't play.
All right, so there you go. Mike Davis, a potential backup to Alvin Kamara. The good news is I believe the Saints play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So we'll get easy and we'll get quick word when it does come from Alvin Kamara. Scotty, the other major injury news, you talked about at the top on Fantasy Sports Today. You also talked about it as soon as you joined our program today. And that was Aaron Rodgers announcing himself that he's back this week. The king returns to his throne in Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he does. And I was reporting that if you woke up, I'm on Fantasy Sports Today now, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern every weekday, giving you all the latest news and analysis from around the fantasy sports world. And Rodgers posting a photo on Instagram last night saying he's medically cleared. I wonder if the PR staff doesn't like that too much because they didn't get to announce it. But maybe they approved it. I don't know. I don't know how that works internally. But hell, he's an Aaron Rodgers. He can do what he wants. I imagine you have to start him this week unless you're one of those people, and I have talked to some of those people where you had Russell Wilson and you still stashed Aaron Rodgers because you didn't want him to beat you in the playoffs, and that's smart. I would start Rodgers slam dunk out of anybody except maybe Wilson. I think, you know, if you got those two, maybe you can take a wait-and-see approach on Rodgers for 1 week because I'm not worried about Wilson putting up the numbers against the Rams. But most people don't have that dilemma. You know, the published reports are indicating he has to be at least 80% healed in order to be cleared. So you figure that's got to be the percentage or above. I don't think that, you know, they wanted to bring their franchise back player before he's ready. They don't want to have a situation like in 2015 what the Cowboys had with Tony Romo where they may have questionably brought him back too early.
The Packers try to avoid exactly that, Scotty. You're 100% right. Check it out at rotoexperts.com, the Inside Injuries Report. So continuing on there, King, you mentioned quarterbacks, right? And having the Aaron Rodgers choice or the Aaron Rodgers dilemma. One of those dilemmas are with Marcus Mariota. He's got his knee injury, not a concussion here, but he's got a knee injury to Marcus Mariota. And Mike Mularkey said it's contributing to the way that he is playing. Now, Mariota looked terrible on Sunday in the loss to Arizona. Yet Jake Seeley, the all-in kid, he's got him actually ranked ahead this week in his weekly ranks. He's got him ahead of a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo here, who I know a lot of people in the industry are high on this week. He's got Mariota 18, Jimmy Garoppolo 19. What do you think of Marcus Mariota here in week 15, Scott?
Well, they got him right next to each other. Mariota's got a good matchup, but I don't think you can start him in your fantasy playoffs, whereas Garoppolo's got a good matchup. I think he'll be closer to my top 12 this week. Mariota has not, no matter what the matchup is, he hasn't given you any reason to be confident in him going into week 15.
Yeah, you know, Mariota has been brutal. It's obviously hurt the development of one Corey Davis, as well as the rest of the Titans, who we thought would be a much more explosive offense. It simply has not happened. On the others, the last one, we saw another injury in the snow, and that was Kelvin Benjamin injuring his knee. He scored a touchdown in the snow, so desperate fantasy owners needed to start him. They did, and they got a touchdown. That worked out great, but if you are a Kelvin Benjamin owner now, you can't imagine this guy's going to play this week, right?
No, and Inside Injuries on Roto Experts also indicating that he may be done for the season as well.
Yeah.
You know, which was discouraging because you saw they were really funneling targets his way last week. It was a thing of where he was just being a target monster, even though he was new to the team. He had never played with Nathan Peterman or Joe Webb before. So this is disappointing, but in a lot of cases, I think Kelvin Benjamin owners were already prepared with a backup plan because the knee has been a continuous issue since he came to Buffalo.
It looks like damaged goods to the Buffalo Bills in regards to Kelvin Benjamin. So, you know, they made the trade with Carolina, seems like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, well, I don't remember exactly when he got hurt. Well, actually, he did play the first game. He was able to play a game with them, and he got injured during that game. So I don't think it's a case of they were trading for damaged goods necessarily. Just might have gotten hurt.
Well, yeah, he might have gotten hurt, but remember, this is the dude that tore his ACL, got his knee banged up in Carolina earlier this year. That's when Devin Funchess kind of emerged, and he gets healthy, trades to Buffalo, hurts his knee again twice. So there is something going on with that knee of Kelvin Benjamin.
Well, he had to pass a physical in order for the trade to be completed. And I can't imagine if he was damaged goods that, you know, they would accept the trade. You know, we've already seen one trade reversed this year, you know, because a guy didn't pass the physical. So I think it's a case of where he injured himself again.
I don't know. I mean, like, what you look for in a physical may be different, right? The Angels signed Ohtani even though he has an UCL sprain in his elbow.
Well, you know, I think you know, every team's got to look at it differently, you know, and that's baseball, not football, and football's a much more violent game. So I have to look at that standalone. I can't imagine they would make the deal if they felt that he was already injured, because he was able to play.
All right, listen to the King Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern, Fantasy Sports Today. We'll talk to the King again tomorrow. When we come back, Corey and Matt rejoin the program. We'll talk about Ohtani just for a little bit. Back next on the Roto Express.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. The free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Matt, you go to a report last night. We just talked about injuries with the King. And one of the major injuries is not in football, it's in baseball. As Yahoo reported last night, that after signing with the Angels, it was revealed that Ohtani's got a little UCL sprain in that elbow.
Yeah, but it was known. They put this out prior. It's considered a grade one. If it was a grade two, that would be serious. Obviously, you don't want a pitcher having anything. But I think all pitchers have problems with their arms and their elbows. It's just to what extent. The thing here is, for what they got him for, $2 or $3 million, plus the signing bonus, it's worth any sort of risk that implies going forward. It's not like they paid $150 to $200 million, which on the open market he would have probably demanded. So, you know, if it was, I expect this from like the Mets, so the Mets didn't do it. I would have still taken him gladly, even with this information, as a member of the New York Mets. But, you know, they didn't want to get involved, or they, you know, whatever BS they tried pulling about just posting stuff and all that. So, look, I'm excited for Ohtani. I would view him this season as a pitcher who has, he's a number three starting pitcher for me in like in fantasy this year.
Okay.
But you're going to have to pay much higher. I got him in the seventh round 2 weeks ago in my first NFFBC draft. He went in the late third round in my second draft. And I think he's going to be around that 2-3 turn. Pitching this year is really, really thin in my opinion. And people, just the excitement alone of this guy, and the track record of the Japanese pitcher in that first year. But I think, you know, 140 to 160, maybe more towards that 140, 150 top, is what you really need to look at. He pitched like 25 innings last year.
Does it bother you going after Ohtani, even if he's number three starter, that six-man rotation, which I'm sure the Angels have promised him, does that bother you? He's going to pitch what, every 6 days instead of every 5 days?
No, if you're going to draft Ohtani, you have to have that in mind. You have to have the innings in mind, the possible six-man rotation, how they're going to handle him. So, you know, you just, if you have that in mind and you build the right roster construction with your pitching, I think you're fine. Like I said, if he gives you 100 and say fit, we'll just use 150 because it's a nice round number. If he gives you 150 innings of, say, like a 320 ERA and strikes out a ton of batters, that's awesome. I would be more than happy to sign off on that. I just don't see myself having him because I'm not paying that, you know, if it's, say, a third-round price. When I can get a Jacob DeGrom, I can get a Severino, I can get a Carrasco, you know, in that area, I'm going to go with those guys.
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, maybe it's because I don't know what to expect from a guy like Ohtani, and I don't know how it will all translate. But some of those names that you mentioned, I'm much more interested in.
And the hitting side of it, I don't know how much he's going to bat with the Angels. I think in most leagues, I know in the NFBC, it's pitcher only. So, you know, he's just a pitcher, which I think is the right way to go about it this year. In other leagues, you might be two Ohtanis. You got to draft the pitcher and the hitter. As far as the hitter goes, you know, if I'm taking him, it's in one of the last rounds if he's there. I don't really think it's going to – maybe I'm wrong. I just don't know how impactful the bat's going to be this season.
Yeah, I agree. And so it was also clear, he won't be playing in the outfield at all, they said. So he'll be playing in the DH role really only two or three times per week from what I read. They asked Albert Pujols to be able to play first base the other days, and it's not like they want to play it much. So let's see how this experiment translates.
Yeah, and that's a lot to ask of Pujols right now. I know Pujols
says he's healthier than he's been in years.
Yes, and he could very well be maybe, you know, best shape of his life coming into this. You know, probably hear some of the stories about that. But, I mean, look, Pujols is probably going to drive in another 100 runs or so. The batting average is not going to be good. The power is still there, but he's just not the same player.
All right, so there you go. We're going to take a break. A little baseball update for you on a Wednesday morning. We're going to come back, and Corey read a headline that surprised him. It surprised some of us yesterday. We'll talk about if it matters for the fantasy purposes over the next 2 weeks. And we'll do that when we come back on the Roto Experts.